From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that American attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Twitter, he said our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work. His new remarks were the latest hint from the president that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at combating North Korea's nuclear weapons development short of confrontation. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Monday that he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Yukiya Amano made the remarks in his opening statement in Rome to delegates at the 20th Annual Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety. He said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information about North Korea's nuclear program, but he said it remains impossible to report progress on the situation. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence and relief operations in Afghanistan. Monica Zanarelli is the aid group's country head. She said on Monday that a series of recent attacks have killed seven of the organization's staff, including a foreigner. She said this is a difficult moment for the ICRC and the staff. After 30 years of continuous presence in the country, we are reducing our presence and operations, but we are not leaving Afghanistan. This is VOA News. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized as they fled violence to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Officials said the bodies of 10 children, one woman, and one man have been recovered. They estimate that anywhere from 40 to 100 people were on the boat, which sank in the Naf River that separates Myanmar from Bangladesh. More than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State for Bangladesh since late August. Bangladesh is said to be planning to build a giant camp to house at least 800,000 Rohingyas who have sought refuge in the country. The International Labor Organization is urging private enterprises to invest more in workers and promote innovation to stem rising joblessness around the world. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva for VOA from the launch of the ILO's report titled World Employment and Social Outlook 2017, Sustainable Enterprises and Jobs.
Global unemployment this year stands at more than 201 million. This, says the International Labor Organization, is an increase of 3.4 million compared to 2016. The ILO study reports private businesses account for nearly 3 billion workers, or 87% of total global employment. It says a strong public sector is the foundation for growth, job creation, and poverty reduction. The ILO report says in some cases, innovation has led to the hiring of more temporary workers, mainly women. It notes, however, that while this might be beneficial in the short term, long term, it depresses wages and leads to lower productivity because of the instability of temporary work and lack of benefits. The report, however, finds innovation increases competitiveness and job creation for enterprises. It says innovative firms tend to be more productive, employ more educated workers, offer more training, and hire more female workers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
India's Supreme Court on Monday temporarily banned the sale of fireworks in New Delhi. Millions of fireworks are lit around Diwali, which falls on October 19th this year, worsening the city's pollution, which is among 1,600 countries surveyed by the World Health Organization, ranked the worst. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.